Welcome back to Give Yourself a Break. My name is Anya Haas and I'm your host. Today's topic is the question, why do I suffer? If you scan yourself inside of yourself, you'll be able to pinpoint situations and occurrences when you can say, I suffered. It might be related to relationships or situations at work or just the unfairness of this world. But everyone, every of us has points of suffering. And also, whenever those points happen within us, every time they happen, it's almost like we create conclusion about ourselves after those occurrences happen. There is a link between childhood trauma and unresolved emotional states that lead to relieving this trauma in the adult lives, and we leave them with people that are close to us, that we build relationships with, or also in the situations that we hope to be successful. When I think about this childhood trauma, it could be related to small feeling of rejection by a parent. For a child, it could mean entire feeling of like full-blown rejection. It can also feel like the child can be scared of losing someone that is close to them. And in order to keep this person close, they will have a fear that would lead them to act certain way. And then when we have this feeling, when we are children, we can be no different than the same personality in our adult life. So if we are fear-driven and scared that somebody is going to reject us or leave us and we are going to be lonely, that we are bringing different behaviors that could be even manipulative behaviors in order to stay safe in that relationship that we build with other people. It could mean that maybe we become like a flag chameleon and we are just a person that is wanting to be always likable, and so we always act in the way of pleasing others because we just want to avoid the possibility to be rejected. Another example, and it's happening very often. So let's say a mom got pregnant and she was not ready for the baby, and throughout the pregnancy she was thinking of abortion. She was thinking that, I'm not sure if I am ready for this baby. I'm not sure how is my relationship with the father going, what's going to happen later. But it happens that the woman decides to give a birth to a child, and this child already has all of the mom's emotions saved within their own emotional and mental blueprint in the energy field of that child. So this child may be suffering with the anxiety of not knowing their own self-value and not knowing if I can have success in life. So very often that person may actually prevent themselves from receiving success, to become successful, because of like internal self-sabotage that will happen before the success will occur. There is so much going on that we are not truly aware of, and it happens because when something happens in our childhood, we have to remember that between the age of conception into probably 6 years old, a child is like a sponge. Every word, every feeling that we project on that child, the child is actually acquiring right into the unconscious mind. So through this stage between the conception and 6 years old, the biggest programming happens for that child. So the family of origin, the situations at home, the relationship that parents have between each other, the relationships that happen between parents and each individual child within the family will have incredible impact on the future behavior of each child from that family. If, let's say, one child will be chosen by parents more often than the others, then there is like internal fight and conflict between the children that are fighting for the position within the family. So the family dynamic is very important, and it has incredible impact for the future behavior of each individual children. So let's go back to the internal program that we are running on. Every of us has own internal program. When we say to ourselves, I suffer, it's really important to see in a glimpse of understanding what does it mean for me that I suffer and how the suffering occurs in my life. So in some situations, children that were rejected, neglected, pushed away or controlled, they will have situations like traumatic situations happen because of needing to be in a situation of full emotional discharge. So there is a lot of arguments within the partnership that they hold, and then there is a moment that, let's say, a person can feel rejected after the highly charged conversation or argument, or they will blame for the occurrences that happened, argue with the partner, and then will not be able to understand that their internal program actually is the leading force to the argument, because the energy that comes from after the argument is that what feeds this internal program. It is really hard to believe because it sounds mean, it sounds like the suffering is just our own internal invitation that the program that runs inside of us will keep going. It's almost like we are feeding this internal program and we are setting up ourselves unconsciously for the suffering. Because we have to really see that we are operate within energy field that is of the certain vibration. And if we operate within the vibration of argument, feeling sorry, feeling suffering, feeling the unfairness of the world, then we are in that energy. But it doesn't mean that there is no other feels. There is the feel of success, the feel of wonder, the feel of beauty, the feel of all of those higher vibrations. So there has to be a reason why we are in the suffering states. Our life will resolve within the same issues until those issues are resolved within us, unless we tap into this internal program and then understand it and consciously start shifting it. Otherwise, we are doomed. Otherwise, we are constantly going to resonate with this within the same energies. So the question is, what can be done in order to stop suffering? One of the biggest things that I would say needs to be done is our focus. So instead of focusing within the suffering that we have and looking for the outside to get deeper understanding of the suffering and blaming others, the outside world, for the way we are feeling, and questioning why this happened to me, why that happened to me, and wanting to find somebody else to project this energy onto, to make somebody else responsible for the way we feel, this disappointment, this unhappiness, feeling of hurt. And instead of holding to that energies that we are experiencing, to that emotions that we are experiencing, focus on yourself to go deeper than the emotion that you are experiencing. So let's say if you feel hurt, then don't stop on the emotion of I'm feeling hurt because of you told me. Instead of that, just take time and take moment to go deeper and ask yourself, what inside of me truly feels hurt? Is this because my needs are not recognized? Is this because I feel rejected by somebody I like? What is the deeper sense of that emotions? What is the emotion resemble to you? And when you know another thing that is deeper than that emotion, that might be a key to the internal program that you live on. So when you decide consciously to start working on yourself and start breaking down the pattern by observation and through your awareness, you'll gain an incredible capacity to understand yourself more and actually change those internal old programs and give yourself space so new programs can come in, not so limited as the programs from 20, 30, 40 and so on years ago. There is no person again that is not living on those programs. Only people that choose to shift those programs, only people that choose to work internally and refocus and keep refocusing on self without judgment, but rather with curiosity and kindness, have a chance to change those programs and start living in a different field, different energy, emotional and mental field of life. And then start experiencing other emotions that are of the higher vibration, that have a frequency of love, joy, peacefulness, trust. All right, thank you very much for listening to me today. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to send me text message, send me email. I am here to work through lots of emotional pains and also teach how to come back to that beautiful space within ourselves to find this joy and peacefulness that can lead us in life and just make us feel really good in every moment. All right, have a really nice week, and I will talk to you soon.